I'm 91 years old, and it has been 70 long, wide years since I returned home at the end of World War II. It was a horrible, bloody war. I saw close friends killed. I held young boys in my arms as they died. I took the lives of other human beings. I knew fear so intense as to drive good men insane. Looking back, it seems to me that we who were raised in the Great Depression were partially trained to take part in a war. We children lived in a slum. We were poverty-stricken, but we were saved by a culture wherein everyone in that slum would, without hesitation, help any other person in that neighborhood. Only through this mutual support was there a chance of our continued existence. That existence of abject poverty and being part of a neighborhood in which everyone was penniless provided me with that sense of community essential to survival in time of war. The basis of success as a Marine was the mantra of, "You are now a Marine. You're as good as, but never better than, every other Marine. Take care of your mates. Do your job. Never leave a fellow Marine behind." No matter how important or how mundane your job, from the commandant down to the last private in the last rank, it is incumbent on you to do that job as best you can, because this is the only way any of us will survive. Just as in the slums, we did our best and helped each other not just because it was the right thing to do, but because it was the only way each of us had a chance of continuing on. At the end of the war, I returned home and started college. It was assumed that when I graduated, got married, and began a career, I would follow a normal, routine passage through life into old age. We would have children, buy a house in the suburbs, and live out a normal, happy life. I would go to work each day. Mother would stay home to care for the children and prepare the meals. At the age of 65, we would retire, apply for Social Security, and with my monthly pension check, we would send the children to college, and as they started their own careers, we would grow old comfortably. This concept held firm until the 1970s, when the cost of living began to overtake the full-time income earner, and the typical family now required two breadwinners to make ends meet. Thus began the era of working parents and the ensuing societal problems of juvenile delinquency, drugs, crime, homelessness, and despair. Now, well into the 21st century, it is becoming apparent that even the two-income family cannot survive. When the subject of overall wealth is discussed, our conditioned mental reflexes have built-in explanations or naive acceptance. This is not about criticizing people just because they're rich. If you work hard, pile up a ton of money, and make people's lives better, thank you, good luck, and God bless you. The problem, the breakdown, is with people who gain personal wealth by engaging in corrupt and destructive behavior, people who enrich themselves while ignoring others. And they are each personally guilty because they have used their wealth to deliberately rig the economic and political system against the full-time wage earner. It didn't have to be this way. If the minimum wage had kept pace with overall income growth since 1965, the minimum wage would now be $22 an hour, and a full-time minimum wage worker would earn $45,000 a year. However, only 15% of the current population has an annual income higher than $45,000. This shows you just how unbalanced the rate of wealth and income has become. I well remember that in wartime we fought for our country, but we were guided by principle and concern for each other. The events of those years crowd my remembrance. I remember boys gallantly risking all, fighting alongside their comrades. I recall their courage and their sacrifice. I keep a personal tally of the price they pay to honor their sense of duty. that sense of brotherhood and willingness to die for each other carried the day of yesteryear. Now, today, I feel that we as a nation have chosen to disregard the actions of those courageous young boys. We have failed to recognize and honor the benefaction of their victory. The country I live in today is foreign. It is so oblivious of my disappointment.